Time to have a look at this week's NRL round. In fact, we're up to round 21. Our producer, Rob, we let him out of the dark and into a bit of light.
Good morning, Mark.
Got the sunglasses on. We got you out of the little dark space there.
Absolutely. Good to see you again.
Very much so. Now, this week, I was commenting before we started that this is the first full week, full round that we've had in a while because of Origin, but it's not actually, is it?
Well, it's first full round for you because last week I got six, and how many did you get?
I got four games correct, but it's why I only got four games
correct. Why did you only get four?
I forgot to put my tips in time, so by the time I actually got to our app and just logged in, the first four games had already happened.
Well,
the first two had already happened, the second two, the cut-off time had happened.
Excuses.
But I'm still in front of you. That's all that
counts.
That's okay. This weekend, round 21 kicks off with the Panthers and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Pepper Stadium tonight. Penrith, they're going very well. They're looking very strong. They're in a bit of a race with the Dragons for eighth spot at the moment. Bulldogs going terribly. As far as I'm concerned, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Penrith are going to win, barring a miraculous resurgence from the Bulldogs, which I can't see happening.
Warriors have got the Sharks.
Sharks, that's it. Warriors are terrible. They're so bad. They do this every year. They'll start terribly, they'll get better, and they'll just sink away. It's just going to be the same old story, and I just don't know what has to change for them. Sharks are very impressive, though.
One game that will draw a lot of excitement will be the Eels and the Broncos.
This would have been one of the games of the year. I'm so devastated that Clinton Gutherson, the Eels' gun fullback, I thought he was one of the best players in the competition, and he's out for the season, so I think that's going to lend itself to Brisbane getting a win.
Now, the Knights have got the Dragons. There has been an interesting signing in the last little while, hasn't there?
Yeah, Newcastle, they've signed Herman SASA from Brisbane, young prop in his early 20s. So he'll be coming to the Hunter on a three-year deal next year. It'd be nice to bring him in this week.
It's not going to happen this week. I think Brisbane might still want him for a few more games yet.
We'll see. Few. Yeah, well, the Dragons, coming into last week, I thought they are completely on the way out. They've done their run, and they produced the biggest win they've had for close to a decade against Manly, winning by 50. And they're coming up against Newcastle, and I thought heading into last week that if ever the Newcastle Knights were going to win a game against the Dragons, that's the time. And I'm still going to back them, but it should be an exciting game on Saturday.
The Bunnies have got the Raiders.
Oh, both sides are struggling a lot. Rabbitohs, they're just going poorly. Raiders, they would have been very hard done by against Melbourne in a lot of respects. They've got a couple of players out, but I just think if the Raiders are going to make a run towards the final, they'll need to win all their games. And I think if they are, they'll probably beat the Rabbitohs, but I think that's about as far as it'll go.
The Roosters got the Cowboys. The Cowboys are stringing a few together at the moment, aren't they?
And without Jonathan Thurston as well, but I think the Roosters are just going to be a bit too strong on Saturday night.
Are you going the Roosters?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Storm have got Manly.
Yeah, well, this should be interesting. It's a decade-long rival they've had that I think over the past decade that these two teams epitomise rugby league hatred. They just absolutely hate each other. They've played in a couple of grand finals, a lot of finals matches. They had that great fight a couple of years ago at the start of the decade.
True.
You see it all over the TV highlights. But I think that even though Melbourne have got a bit of a concern about whether or not Billy Slater won't play, Cameron Smith in doubt, Manly getting a few players in, it's a bit hard to know up until the finals, but I'm going to go Melbourne.
And, of course, with most people not liking Manly anyway, everyone will be on the Storm this week, I would say. And very quickly, Titans and Tigers.
I think the Tigers are playing really well at the moment without getting wins, and I think the Titans, they would have been really deflated coming off the loss to Penrith last week, and the Tigers, they'll probably be in good position, and they're going to get a win.
Mate, thanks for that. You can go back and do a little bit more work now that we've got the footy all sorted for another week.
Making you look good as always.
Round 21, can you believe it? What, 26 in the regular round?
26 regular rounds.
That's only five more weeks after this one. Where is 2017 going? Make sure you do what I didn't do last week. They get your tips in on time. Get into the app and do it right now. And make sure you get the right teams in, of course. Good luck if you're playing along. Some great prizes in the tipping comp this year at 2NRFM.